بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all thanks and praise are due to Allah alone, who has afforded us the opportunity to meet here this evening for salah, for no worldly purpose, aim or gain. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah to Allah, who has enabled us to complete the third day of fasting, yeah, and the fourth night of Taraweeh, and as such, doing or completing a juz and a quarter a night, we've completed the first five juz of the Holy Quran. The first five juz of the Holy Quran, the first five paras. Alhamdulillah, 1/6 of the Holy Quran. We pray for Allah's acceptance and for His further enablement and tawfiq toward the remainder of the beautiful book. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once approached Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was one of the young Sahaba. He was a shepherd before Islam, and he was about 17 years old when he accepted Islam. And he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously, and he loved the Holy Quran. And on this occasion in Medina, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached him and said, "Recite some of the Quran to me." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud then said, "A'aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil ya Rasulullah. Should I recite to you whilst upon you it has been revealed ya Rasulullah?" The Rasul then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I love listening to it from those besides me. I love listening to it from others." Ibn Mas'ud then started to recite. I always wondered about this. Of all the chapters he could have chosen to recite, you know what he started reciting? What we started with tonight. What Hafiz Ibrahim Ali started with. Surah An-Nisa. That deals with the relationship between man and woman. And how even though we are now nations and tribes and many males and females, we came from one male and one female. It then goes into those who lost their fathers and mothers and the orphans. It then goes into issues of inheritance. It then goes into issues of marriage. Naam. It then goes into various topics. And at the end, it comes to worship of Allah and being kind to parents and the rights of the neighbors and the rights of relatives. And then Allah says, Allah will not wrong anyone in the least. If you've done anything good, it is noted. And anything bad too, if you do not make tawbah for it, it's also documented. And then he came to the powerful verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, "Fakayfa idha ji'na min kulli ummatin bishaheed wa ji'na bika ala haulai shahida." How will that situation be? How will that day be when we bring a witness to testify against every nation? And we bring you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to testify against those around you. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ibn Mas'ud at this point, he said to him, "Hasbuka al-an." Enough now. And when Ibn Mas'ud looked up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'idha aynahu tadrifan, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eyes were tearing. Powerful, powerful verses. From the one section to the other. But there was a theme in between. And the theme in between until the end of the fifth juz is significant to us. Because even though we may have slipped in our relationships, whether it be with our spouses, or whether it be with our parents, or whether it be with our neighbors, or our friends, even though we may have slipped, in between Allah speaks about forgiveness. And Allah speaks about seeking forgiveness. And Allah speaks about opportunities of forgiveness. When the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst the Sahaba, he said to the Sahaba, he said regarding them, if at any point in time when they wronged themselves And they came to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they sought forgiveness, and you were to seek forgiveness for them, they would indeed find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah says further in the juz, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا, whosoever does bad. And none of us are angels, we have slipped from time to time. May Allah cover our faults in this world and the next. But whosoever has done bad, أو يظلم نفسه, and as a result has wronged himself. Because when we do bad, there are certain actions that affect others, okay? But whether those actions, the negative actions, the bad actions, whether they affect others or not, we are still affected, because we change with every bad deed done. We change inside. We lose our innocence. We become a bit more hard. We become a bit more harsh. We become a bit more phased, and we become distanced from Allah's mercy. Therefore Allah says, whosoever does bad, whosoever does bad, أو يظلم نفسه, or whosoever has wronged himself, ثم يستغفر الله. But then, and ثم means afterwards, even with a delay. ثم is not fa. Fa shows tartib, meaning then. But fa is almost soon after. But ثم is then with a delay. Even after a delay, you come to your senses, you come to realize, you come to reflect. ثم يستغفر الله. Then, even after a while, that person who did bad or wrong him or herself seeks Allah's forgiveness. Allah says in response to the seeking of forgiveness, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ الرَّحِيمًا, that person will most definitely find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful. In Taraweeh, there's a slight speed that's added to the prayer. We don't like doing it because Taraweeh is a prayer of relaxation, but we consider people working time and study time and going into exam time, may Allah help all the students in the future exam. Yes. But even though the ruku' is shortened, you still say Subhana Rabbil Azim wa bihamdi even once. Even though the sajda is shortened, you still say Subhana Rabbil A'la wa bihamdi even once. And you know what is said between the two sajdas? Between the two sajdas of every raka'ah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a particular set of phrases he used to say, a particular set of prayers he used to make. But if you can't make all those prayers, there were at times he asked for 5 things. There are times he asked for 7 things. But I won't mention them now. If there's no time for all of those, at least in that jalsa, between the two sajdas, he used to say, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, twice. Or he used to say, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was heard saying, and he taught the companions to say, Oh my Lord, forgive me, Oh my Lord, forgive me. From the one sujood, he used to say this and go back into sujood. Oh, Allahumma, you have a choice. Rabbi ghfirli, oh, Allahumma ghfirli. Say Rabbi ghfirli. Say Allahumma ghfirli. Now I want to end with a gift. It's important to say Rabbi ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, or in our day as well to say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And the Rasul said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever sticks to istighfar, whosoever keeps his tongue moist with saying Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, not just to break a record and say it a particular amount of times, but coming from the heart, seeking forgiveness. The Rasul used to seek forgiveness daily, 100 times. He used to seek. And his was not just rattling words off. His was asking with sincerity. Is it not? Naam. He said, whosoever seeks forgiveness and clings to this act of seeking forgiveness, beyond forgiving that person, Allah will what? جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. Allah will grant that person a way out from every difficulty. ومن كل هم فرجا. And Allah will grant that person relief from every concern and worry. And we all have some worries, but if you seek forgiveness, beyond forgiving, what Allah will do? And last but in no way least, ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Allah will grant that person sustenance from unforeseen means. But that's not the gift of the night. The gift of the night is this. There are certain activities that if we do them sincerely and open our hearts to them and we control ourselves, subdue our nafs and do them, Allah will grant us forgiveness even though we never asked for forgiveness. That's the gem. That's the gift. And where is it? Certain, but I want to highlight 3. Quickly. Because we are in it. Allah's opened this door for us. Without even, it's important to ask, don't get me wrong. But there are certain things, if you open your heart to it and do it as best possible, beyond being rewarded for it, Allah will forgive you as well. Man sama Ramadana imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Fasting. Whosoever fasts in Ramadan, developing and protecting and preserving his or her iman, wahtisaban, has self-reckoning and only seeking reward from Allah, no showing off, no for worldly purpose or aim or gain. Whosoever fasts in Ramadan with complete iman in Allah, this is for Allah's sake, Allah knows, Allah does, Allah gives, Allah takes, and with introspection and only seeking reward from Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, he or she will be forgiven whatever may have surpassed of sins, meaning all the past sins. You are now accountable for what lies ahead. But if the fasting is done in Ramadan for Allah's sake, forgiveness for all past sins. Do we believe Allah is prepared to do this? Allah's Ghafoor. Do we believe Allah is prepared to do this? Allah's Ghaffar, most forgiving and oft forgiving. No matter how many times a sin was done, no matter what sin was done, if I'm sincere in what I do for His sake, He's prepared to clean my slate. He's prepared to turn a new leaf for me. He's prepared to give me a new chapter. Open a new chapter. Write a new book. That's number one. And number two, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever stands in prayer in Ramadan, as you've done now, with iman, complete conviction in Allah, واحتسابا, introspection and reflection, and only seeking reward from Allah. Besides the reward, besides acceptance of prayer, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, all that has preceded of sins have been forgiven for that person. Allah is prepared because we're standing here for His sake. And divul gedoen wees. This is not easy. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be against my nafs. It's meant to be difficult a bit. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make us or allow us to taste the sweetness of communion with Him. May Allah allow us to taste the sweetness of prayer. Ameen. But it's meant to be a challenge. And again, we make dua for our father, the young gentleman. But no, Ghabatrid, you seekum Allah, fi awladikum. Ghabatrid, istapatala arijalu qawamun. Ghabatrid, mayyuta'ir rasoola faqad ata'a Allah. Powerful verses. Whosoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. Will khudun wis? There are brothers here from Mauritius. It means, will khudun wis, how do I say? It needs doing. So those are the two. Whosoever fasts with iman and seeking only reward from Allah, forgiveness is that person's lot. Whosoever stands in prayer like this. And then last, may we all get to experience this night. Man qama laylatal qadri imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Bonus. You know what it means. Whosoever stands and enlivens the night of decree, the night of power, besides the rewards, which is equal to more than 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, not equal to 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months. What's the reward? Beyond that, forgiveness of past sins. One scholar made a powerful statement, and I just heard this recently. He said, with all these opportunities of forgiveness, and we all need forgiveness, Allah is as if making it difficult for you not to be forgiven. I'm shoving it, pushing it away. If I'm not opening my heart to the opportunity, availing myself to the opportunity, He's opening all these avenues of forgiveness. He's making it difficult, and therefore, I end with this. It's very, very important. You know the famous hadith, and we're going to quote this again maybe down the line. This Ramadan is an opportunity for a new leaf, no matter what was done. No matter who knows, no matter who was involved, no matter what people think, it's between me and my Rabb. He's prepared to forgive me and give me a new chance and opportunity. I can be better. He's allowing me to see this, hear this, do this. I can be better. I can. Yeah, He shows me potential. potential growth, a better version of myself. And therefore it's turned when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam climbed the minbar once in Medina. Sahaba heard him do something he never did before. He climbed the first step and he said Ameen, and he climbed the second step and he said Ameen, and he climbed the third step and he said Ameen. You know what happened? They asked him afterwards, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we heard you and saw you doing something you never did before. What was that? He said, Jibreel was there right by my side. And he made three du'as. One of its statements is this. He said, may the person who was afforded Ramadan and never gained Allah's forgiveness, may his nose be rubbed in dust. It's a negative space. It's a negative connotation. Naam. We want our faces to be honored. We want our persons to be honored by Allah. And you know what Rasulullah said to that? When Jibreel said, may the person who was granted the blessing and the gift of Ramadan and wasted it or ignored it, and as a result never became deserving of even a bit of forgiveness from Allah, may his nose be rubbed in dust. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. Ya Salam. May we be protected from Allah's displeasure. May we gain Allah's pleasure. And may we become deserving of his forgiveness. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. May we be granted the tawfiq, meaning the ability to do what is right when it is required of us in this beautiful month, so that when Rasulullah SAW testifies for this ummah in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, he will testify in our favor, not against us on that day. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There are two announcements. The masajid of the Bukab, which is an organization that tries to collaborate and coordinate activities between the 11 masajid of the Bukab, have special Ramadan programs that starts tomorrow, inshallah, here at the Awal Masjid after Dhuhr. Tomorrow, the 20th May, they have a lecture that will be presented by Sheikh Yasser Fredericks. And the next Sunday, they have in Nurul Huda Masjid. And the 3rd June, they have in Burhanul Islam Masjid. And on the 10th, they have in Masjid al-Shafi'i. Now, they also have last 10 nights program in Burhanul, the Little Qadr program, as the other masajid also have. And they have this non-perishable food and clothing drive collection in Bukab, Saturday on the 2nd and Sunday on the 3rd from 10 a.m. Okay, they also collect fitra, zakah, sadaqah. And Sanzaf representatives were here the other night. And they mentioned that soon they will have a table here as well, inshallah, for whosoever wishes to give the zakah or fidya or fitra here too. Then we make dua for all our deceased. We make dua for all our sick. We make dua for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua for people who have lost loved ones. And we make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Gaza, especially in relation to this last heinous crime by the Zionist regime, Ya Allah. We have to turn to Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Naam, 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 naam. We believe, and Allah says in the one verse we recited today, لَيَّ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. We have to work on our relationship with Allah, and Allah will aid us as far as our relationships with each other are concerned, because he says in the Quran, if you are true believers, antumul a'laun, you will be above and surpass everyone else. If you are true believers, in kuntum mu'mineen, and if you are true believers, Allah will never give the disbelievers an upper hand over the believers. Never will he give the disbelievers an upper hand over the believers. We will be tested, and that's how Allah draws us closer to him. And this is a test, but we have to turn now more to him. We cannot ignore the situation. We cannot ignore what's happening. And even in our homelands, we have to see that justice prevails in a respectable manner. But we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us through these incidences to turn more to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua for all those who have lost loved ones. We make dua for the truth. We make dua for ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that honor be restored. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. They wish honor for themselves. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. But honor, all of it, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we make dua especially for a man who has a beautiful name. It's his birthday today. And say, name is Ismail. It's not my birthday. As in Mandhaviri Pilar. We make dua, he's always here and he's still standing. He's over 70 odd years old. We make dua for him and all our elders. We make dua for many good years ahead. We make dua for protection. And make dua is always surrounded by his loved ones. And Allah make that your relationship with your beautiful wife, Inti Zainab, prosper even more, even more, even more. May make you deserving of his mercy, dunya and akhirah. And for all our elders and seniors as well. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلى نيته وسره نسألك اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا وباسمك الأعظم أن توفق أخانا إسماعيل وإيانا جميعا لما تحبه وترضاه يا رب العالمين طول عمره في طاعتك وبارك له في رزقه ويسر له في جميع أموره في الدنيا والآخرة يا أكرم الأكرمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واستر عيوبنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويسر لنا أمورنا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا يا كريم اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم أعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والعدل والدين واجعل هذا البلد آمن مطمئن وسائر بلاد المسلمين ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واختم لنا بحسن الخاتمة أجمعين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.